From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Italian divers have found a 13th body on the capsized Costa Concordia. Authorities say the woman was wearing a life vest and was found in the rear of a submerged portion of the ship. As NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports, the search of the wreckage continues.
With the vessel lying on its side, rescuers resumed searching the portion of the 1,000-foot-long ship above the waterline. But rough seas kept divers from exploring the submerged portion. On the investigative front, prosecutors are looking into the role of the shipping company right after the vessel rammed into a rocky reef, asking why it took more than an hour after the accident to give the Mayday distress call. Captain Francesco Schettino, currently under house arrest, told prosecutors he immediately informed the shipping company, contradicting the shipowner's version of events. According to transcripts of the skipper's deposition published in the Italian media, he said the Costa company had always encouraged sailing close to shore as a means to show off its mega cruise ships. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
With the Eurozone's financial woes, would membership in the European Union be a plus for Croatia right now? As Terry Schultz tells us, a vote on the question is ahead, and Croatia is divided.
Croatian President Ivo Josipovic cast his vote early, calling this a big moment in Croatian history and calling on citizens to make the choice to join what he described as more successful countries in Europe. There was a time not long ago when every Eastern European nation felt becoming a member of the EU meant the future would assuredly be better than the past. This close vote is proving that's no longer automatically true. Surveys indicate some 55% to 60% of voters do want their country to become the 28th EU member, though opponents argue that would sacrifice hard-won independence and bring little economic help given the Eurozone's current crisis. If Croatia does say yes after final approval from the current 27 EU governments, it would join next year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The partisan debate over the State of the Union has already started, 2 days ahead of the president's speech to Congress. Speaker of the House John Boehner told Fox News Sunday he's not holding his breath.
Now, the same policies that haven't helped our economy, they've made it worse. And if that's what the president's going to talk about Tuesday night, I think it's pathetic.
The Penn State family and fans everywhere are mourning the death of college football coach Joe Paterno, who succumbed to lung cancer at the age of 85. Students kept vigil for him this weekend, student David Marcells explained.
Show my support for Joe Paterno. He's been a great guy, my role model since 5 years old. He's given so much to me in the 4 years I've been at Penn State. I'm a senior. I just figure I should show him and his family the support and love, which they desperately need this time.
His family said that Paterno was a man devoted to family, university, players, and community. This is NPR News. Today's AFC and NFC games determine the Super Bowl 46 competitors. The New England Patriots host the Baltimore Ravens before the New York Giants play San Francisco. The quarterfinal draws are almost complete at the first Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year, the Australian Open. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, there have been very few surprises as the fourth round enters its second day.
The world's top men's players have all had relatively easy runs at this year's Australian Open. Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal are both through to the quarterfinals. For Federer, it's his 31st consecutive Grand Slam quarterfinal. Andy Murray and defending champion Novak Djokovic are both favored to win their fourth round matches. But it's a different story on the women's side. In a repeat of last year's final, defending champion Kim Clijsters defeated French Open champion Li Na to make it through to the quarterfinals, despite an ankle injury during the match. World number one Caroline Wozniacki is also through, but she's considered a long shot, having still never won a Grand Slam tournament. Five-time Open champion Serena Williams has made fast work of her opponents on her way to the fourth round. She's a favorite to win the title after an injury-filled 2011. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
In its debut weekend, vampire thriller Underworld Awakening took first place at the box office, making an estimated $25 million.
We've lived safely for years, and now you've brought humans into this covenant.
We stand and we fight.
Opening in second place, Red Tails, about the Tuskegee Airmen. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.